Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's August 19th, 2026, and we are traveling back in time to Monday, the shadow hearing on the ICE killing of Johann Sebastian Duran Guerrero in Biddeford last month. It was organized by Representative Chelly Pingree.
Good morning, Ranking Member Thompson, Representative Pingree, Representative Clark, Representative Carter. My name is Sue Roche, and I'm the Executive Director of the Immigrant Legal Advocacy Project, or ILAP. ILAP is Maine's only statewide immigration legal services organization. For more than 30 years, we have ensured that Maine people can access immigration legal help no matter how much money they have in their pocket. Johann Sebastian's death is a devastating tragedy felt by his family, the Biddeford community, and all of Maine. It was not an isolated incident, and it was not an accident. It was the direct and foreseeable result of deliberate federal policy choices rooted in racism and dehumanization. As the only organization of our kind in the state, with decades of experience, ILAP has been able to uniquely document ICE and Border Patrol activity and the unprecedented patterns of immigration enforcement that have been happening in Maine since early 2025. I have personally been with ILAP for 26 years, joining as its first staff attorney in 2000. And I have never seen anything like this. In 2025, enforcement patterns included high levels of collaboration between ICE, Border Patrol, and Maine's law enforcement. This typically involved Maine state and local law enforcement calling immigration officers to minor or pretextual traffic stops where they would arrest Maine residents and workers. We also documented incidents where immigration officers arrested people who had been in car accidents and people who had called 911 for help. None of this made Maine safe. It left community members living in terror while draining our state's limited resources. In January of 2026, ICE descended in Maine in an operation they grotesquely called Catch of the Day, comparing the people of Maine to fish they could catch in a net. In a few days, hundreds of people were ripped from their families, communities, and Maine's workforce. ILAP responded to more than 70 requests for emergency legal help during that time period. We documented rampant racial profiling, ICE smashing windows, snatching people from their cars, grabbing them off sidewalks, stalking schools and grocery stores, arresting people at gunpoint, and other terrorizing and brutal behavior. ICE's violent tactics, let alone the use of deadly force, are unacceptable regardless of a person's immigration status. No one should lose their life or have their family member killed because they're an immigrant. That being said, ILAP has observed that the majority of Maine residents and workers who have been taken by ICE and Border Patrol since 2025 were in lawful immigration processes with no criminal background. This was the case with Johann Sebastian. He was a young father on his way to work. He was following a lawful process under U.S. law. We have reviewed his documents and provided by his family and have confirmed that he had a pending asylum application. He was authorized to work in this country. He was following all the rules and going about a normal day when he was suddenly and viciously killed by ICE. Since the January operation, there have been ongoing high levels of ICE activity in Maine with a particular targeting of asylum seekers. ILAP is responding to arrests every day. So far this year, we have received approximately 350 requests for help through our detention project. ILAP's clients are not only afraid of being detained and deported, they're also afraid to send their children to school, to attend medical appointments, to seek higher education, to apply for new jobs, report crimes, or serve as witnesses. Everyone in Maine is harmed, and our state's entire future is dimmed when so many members of our community are living in fear and are unable to participate in public life. While we look to Johann Sebastian's family to tell us what some measure of justice looks like to them, some things are clear. First, the administration's mass deportation agenda has no legitimate public policy purpose. It harms all of us. Second, ICE is an imminent public safety threat and must get out of our communities now. The billions of dollars that have appropriated immigration enforcement are wholly unjustifiable. Congress should take all steps to defund and dismantle ICE and put those taxpayer dollars towards the public good. Finally, A just and humane immigration system is possible. Millions were left vulnerable to this extremist administration, and Congress must not delay anymore in creating a pathway to citizenship for all who call the United States home. Thank you for your crucial oversight work to hold ICE accountable for killing our beloved community member, Johann Sebastian. I look forward to your questions, and ILAP is here to be a resource in the work ahead. Thank you.
For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.